Florida's new Office of Compassionate Use has issued proposed rules for the regulation of a buzz-free variety of marijuana that the Florida legislature approved for limited medical use this year. And there's one voice that already says the rules seem reasonable, except for a couple of flaws. WLRN reporter Rick Stone has the story.
Once upon a time, lawyer David Kotler was a Dade County prosecutor who went after misdemeanor marijuana cases. But now he's preparing himself for a new life, serving clients who make a legal living in the medical marijuana business.
Working on partnership agreements, licensing agreements, reviewing leases.
When Kotler and his Boca Raton law partners launched the venture, they were planning on the passage of the Medical Marijuana Amendment in November. But then the legislature unexpectedly passed a bill legalizing a low-potency marijuana called Charlotte's Web for a limited number of medical patients. Kotler saw an opportunity to make an early start. His first impression of the proposed Charlotte's Web regulatory scheme? He says it's the work of people who have learned from other states' mistakes.
A more regulated pharmaceutical model where good business and good health practices are going to be set as the standard.
There are oversights, Kotler concedes. The rules strictly regulate the percentage of the active ingredient THC in a way that, as Kotler hears from patients, may limit its therapeutic usefulness. And there is no provision anywhere for any approved pot nursery to legally acquire the first seed to grow that first crop.
You may be forced to break the law to follow the law.
Now Kotler's wondering how these developing rules for Charlotte's Web could affect Amendment 2 with its wider permissions for medical marijuana. Worst case, he says, the rules won't change. Only Charlotte's Web will be legal, and you'll have to return to practicing regular law. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
A South Florida Democratic lawmaker is proposing legislation to help new businesses get the money they need to get off the ground. Matt Laszlo has details from Washington, D.C.
Ever think about starting a business, but you just don't have the capital? A bipartisan group of lawmakers want to offer tax breaks to investors who want to inject up to $250,000 into a startup. Congressman Patrick Murphy is a leading sponsor of the bill.
A lot of the folks that I went to college with are wanting to start their own business, and they have these great ideas, but partially because they are new and startups and risky, and partially because of the sort of tough economic times we're coming out of, banks are very reluctant to loan money out to these folks.
Murphy says so-called angel investors have no illusions.
And they know full well that not everyone is going to succeed. But, you know, something like this might be just enough incentive for them to go ahead and pull the trigger and make that next investment. And who knows what could be the next Facebook, the next Google, the next, you know, who knows what.
The congressman says small businesses are key to narrowing the growing gap between the rich and poor. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.